Hello, everyone. This is your weekly Food for Thought from Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. As the weather is starting to turn colder and the winter chill is settling in, physical activity can move to the bottom of your priority list. And it's important to remember some of the benefits of exercise, such as it makes us more fit and healthy. It helps us lose weight or maintain a healthy weight. It lowers high blood pressure, reduces our risk of obesity, stroke, heart disease, and diabetes. It also increases our energy, helps strengthen our bones, helps us sleep better, and improves our mood. It makes us feel better, and it's fun to do without needing to spend any money. So don't let winter put the freeze on your activity goals. Here are a few ideas to keep you motivated throughout the cold. On warmer but brisk days, be sure to bundle up and head out for a hike. Look for winter wildlife and enjoy the quiet only found on a winter walk. Fun in the snow isn't just for kids. You can head outside with your children for some lighthearted winter activities when it does snow with some sledding or a snowball fight, and it can burn up to 400 calories in an hour. You can also head over to the Orange County Sportsplex and go to the ice skating rink with family and friends to strengthen your legs and your core while enjoying this cold weather favorite. When the weather prevents you from going outside, take your activity inside. Put on a fitness DVD. You can find plenty of them on YouTube or other channels, or even there are a lot of different fitness apps you can use to get exercises. And get moving right inside your own living room. Clip on your pedometer and lace up your walking shoes for a few laps around the mall or a local store. Jumping rope can be done indoors, but be sure to clear away any breakable items before you get started. And it's also sure to boost your mood and burn calories. And no matter what music you like to listen to, just turn it up and get your groove on. Tune into tropical tunes, or imagine you're in an exotic and warm place, or pump up your favorite songs and just have fun. Along with decreasing our physical activity, winter can also cause us to get into a little bit of a funk, because it's cold and it's dark outside. And if you're one of those people, then it might help you remember Gandhi's top 10 fundamentals for changing the world. They include change yourself, remember that you are in control, forgive and let go, take care of this moment. Without action, you're not going anywhere. Remember that everyone is human, see the good in people and help them, be persistent, be authentic and be your true self. And don't forget to continue to grow and evolve. Hopefully some of those tidbits will help give you something to think about. And maybe you can find your favorite fundamental tip for changing the world. But I think it also helps remember those things to help change our mindset. Motivation can be very difficult this time of year. If you're looking for some new recipes that may help you stay healthy and stay warm this month, be sure to remember to check out our Food for Thought column that is in the Roxburgh Courier Times and Oxford Ledger newspapers every week. We not only have a little bit of information to help you, also we'll have information about upcoming workshops and a recipe every week. We do have some upcoming in-person workshops as well as some virtual workshops. Next week, we will be at the Granville County Senior Center in Oxford next Tuesday, January 25th at 10 a.m. We're going to hold a versatile pantry program. This workshop is part of our More in My Basket program and will include topics such as planning your pantry, smart shopping, and pantry organization. Participants will learn the benefits of keeping staple items in your pantry, strategies for creating a stocked pantry, and how to recognize ways to organize and keep track of food in the pantry. You can call the Granville County Senior Center at 919-693-1930 to register for that free workshop. And just 2 hours later, at 12, we're going to be offering a virtual workshop on disaster preparedness and recovery. It will help provide information to help you understand how to prepare for a natural disaster in your community, discover what foods to stock up on, and best practices on keeping food at a safe temperature. Learn how to prepare meals without safe water and/or power, and determine during disaster recovery which foods are safe to keep and what you should discard. You can find out all of our upcoming workshops on our Facebook and Instagram page at Person Granville FCS, and it'll have all of the registration links to register for our virtual workshops. But this has been Jennifer Brown, Extension Agent for the Family Consumer Science Program with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service, bringing you your food for thought this week. Thanks for tuning in.